Hey everybody, today I am here with Todd Van Nerden, and we are about to give you a really cool and very unique demo of an application which you might not necessarily equate with computing and technology. It's actually about Betty Crocker.
That's correct. That's correct.
And General Mills.
Yep.
Let's talk about how did this sort of collaboration come to play?
So what happened was, when we were coming up with Windows 7,
yep.
And we've got all these cool multi-touch devices and stuff, well, General Mills was actually, believe it or not, monitoring the technology market, waiting for an opportunity to get in the kitchen.
Because really?
Like a vulture, ready to strike, absolutely.
Watching. Creepy. Big brother. But okay.
Yeah. So what was interesting about it was they had been looking at like the TV, the computers baked into the refrigerators and
yep.
that sort of thing. And the problem was is those things, 30 years it's in the kitchen, dude. It's never going to get upgraded.
Right.
So when we came out with Windows 7 and you saw like the Touch Smarts from HP and the Dell machines and all that, they said, dude, all right, now we're ready to go. So we approached General Mills about this, mm-hmm. and they said, absolutely, timing is great. So let's take one of our better-known properties, like Betty Crocker, and mm-hmm. let's put it in the kitchen. Because Betty Crocker and General Mills, they've actually done some interesting studies that most people go out to the office, their home office,
yeah.
print out the recipes, run out to the kitchen, do the prep, you know what I mean?
Right.
Then run back
or
in.
Or I run back and forth from room to room.
Exactly,
how many teaspoons?
Exactly,
I need flour.
Exactly.
I'm there. I'm with you.
Yep. So in this case, they said, hey, dude, let's put it in the kitchen where they can get to it right away.
Okay.
So this is really sort of a starting point for them because this app will continue to evolve over time. Today, it's focused on recipes, but beyond that, it's going into shopping lists and collaboration via video and some really other cool things that are coming out. So this is like iteration.
All right. Well, let's take a look. You mentioned it's WPF, correct?
Right.
Okay, let's take a look at it.
All right, so this is a full-blown Windows presentation foundation. This is not Silverlight. This is actually running on the client, and it has to because it does some interesting things around voice and touch recognition. So one of the key things here is you see the really cool, pretty pictures of the ingredient or the particular recipe,
mm-hmm.
but we want to go out and find recipes. So let's go ahead and let's do a browse. So what this allows us to do is like a faceted search because they've got thousands of recipes, and for you to go out and find something maybe a little bit problematic just to sort of browse through the catalog. So you want to go for a faceted search. So if we pick like holiday and occasion here, what will happen is this is actually running out to a web service hosted up at General Mills
mm-hmm.
and searching their content management system, which by the way had never been exposed publicly.
Okay.
They're now actually making this a public API. We could pick something like Halloween here, for instance, and you'll note down here on the bottom of the display it's dropped to a display count of 57, letting us know that there's that many recipes for
mm-hmm.
that. So if we pick something like bread, for instance, we now have 6 results. Let's go ahead and do the display results. Now, this is a little more exciting if I'm running it on an HP Touch Smart.
Okay.
Because, obviously I'm going to go, woo! You know what I mean? I get to see the iPhone stuff, which is really cool, all right? If you go to the Consumer Electronics Show next week, you'll see this, today.
Today.
You'll actually see this actually work. So here you can go through and browse through the different recipes. We can go ahead and select on this particular recipe. And what you'll see here is we get interesting information. One of the goals they wanted was this information already resides on the web, but it's in low resolution because obviously a web browser,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to be downloading a 4 gig image. This is actually designed to synchronize locally with the machine so they can give you a high definition representation of those pictures and images, get nutritional information.
Gotcha.
So now I'm going to go ahead and add this to the menu. You'll notice a menu bar, get it? Menu bar. Shows up on the view. Come on. Most people don't laugh at that.
I gotcha.
All right? You got me. So what I'm doing here is I'm actually planning dinner tonight. Okay, so I've added one thing to my menu bar. Now I can go in and let's go look at something else we might want to have for dinner. The cheese pumpkins. That's a great idea. Let's add that to our menu bar as well. Now, what we can do is we can go down here, we'll close this out. You'll notice here the very rich UI. This is a non-typical Windows application with the shading
mm-hmm.
and the texturing. Again, WPF enabling that. So we'll go down here and we'll touch on the cook. And you'll see here that notice how massive the text has got.
Yeah.
All right. That's again because of usability studies around, dude, I'm over here chopping onions on the other side of the kitchen.
Right.
I don't want to have to be constantly looking at my PC to read this. I want to read it across the room. So it was designed for that. Secondarily, we can go up here and we can touch on enlarge, and you'll see again we enlarge the ingredient list. Now, one of the other pesky things that you might want to do, is run over and actually go over here and touch on these things to look up the next step in my recipe, right? Or go to the next recipe here that's down here on the bottom and I've got pumpkins. What we can do is there's a voice mode on here that actually allows, if you do terms here and actually walk through and voice command this application.
Really? So it'll speak to you?
So it'll speak to you. So you can literally walk through the app without actually having to be either using a mouse or in contact with your touch screen to actually interact with it. So very, very cool from that perspective. Now, some other things that are fun, this has also got a different view, a list view here that actually gives me more details about the recipe, so I don't just get the beauty shots, I get that sort of thing, right? Now, the last thing that I'll show you, there's a couple other things.
How many recipes are on there cumulative, do you know?
I believe it's like 25,000 recipes are out there right now. So that's
quite a
few. One of the other features here is the easy meal finder, because quite often you've got ingredients you already have, right? Find me stuff I can make out of these leftovers or what I have. So I can go in here and go hamburger. It doesn't have spell check, all right? And forgive a technologist who's lost the ability to spell. But again, when you're on a touch display with this, what's really cool is Windows senses this and literally gives you an on-screen keyboard or does the handwriting recognition.
Excellent.
So you can literally write in and key in these values. So then we'll just type in cheese. And we'll do a display results. And of course, it's going to run home to mama. And it's going to go retrieve that those recipes here. And again, we get another set of recipes that we can add to our
interesting cooking. That just basic cheeseburger did not come up.
Exactly. Amazing. Betty apparently doesn't think that we want to just be stuck with cheeseburgers.
Right.
Now,
excellent.
The last thing that I'll point out here is the fact that I can add these to my recipe box.
Okay.
So a lot of the consumers that have this already have, you know, we talk a lot about three screens and the ability to access data from a variety of locations.
Yeah.
Well, what General Mills and Betty Crocker is doing is when I add this to my recipe box, it's registered in my cloud recipe box as well as on my iPhone application that I can literally get at this from any place. So a nice synergy across all of their different platforms.
Excellent. I love it. Now, as you know, we have a pretty hardcore developer audience. Mm-hmm. Are there some things in this application that would really be interesting to them?
Sure. So one of the key things is obviously it's a WPF application, so it's a full-blown Windows presentation.
And this is free, right?
Free.
This is free and available now.
Yep. Go to BettyCrocker.com and look at the bottom. You'll see Kitchen Assistant. Go ahead and grab it.
Okay.
Now, what's cool about it is, you know, you go, hold it, dude. How am I going to maintain this application? I've now got it deployed on like 6,000 machines or 50,000 machines across the world. How do I get upgrades? Well, this is using click once technology. All right, so when I install it, I'm actually installing it off of Azure.
Okay.
So the code base is actually up on Azure. I click install, it comes down. Now, the next time the application starts, it's going to run home to mama again. Mm-hmm. It's going to say, hey, is there a new version? Yes, let me upgrade that and auto upgrade it.
Excellent.
So, there were some interesting things around the deployment of a ClickOnce application on Azure that people should probably be aware of.
Okay.
So there's two different ways that you could skin that proverbial cat. One of them was doing the Azure storage, which is essentially just file store in the cloud.
Yeah.
And we could take a traditional ClickOnce app and host that up there painlessly and off it would go. Now, in an application like Betty Crocker, there's a little more to it than just, hey, just copy bits down. There's SQL databases, and there's preloaded content, and there's recipes, and that sort of thing, which gives you, in your ClickOnce package, a significantly more complex deployment model. So in Betty Crocker's scenario, what they're actually doing is they're actually using a web compute instance in Azure to actually manage the download, because they needed a nested folder structure with content to be able to be replicated down, and standard storage wasn't going to support it.
Wow, that's pretty advanced for Betty Crocker. One would never have thought of such things. Can I ask you, are you working with other companies to do similar things like this in the future? Can you tell us?
Yeah, actually we are. What's interesting about this particular application, and I think I alluded to it earlier, is that this is like the first cut of it.
Right, this is version one.
And General Mills hasn't really built a consumer app before. So this is sort of like getting their legs, you know, stretched around building an app like that. And what we've had is we've had other companies now see this and start to go, wow, dude,
We want that.
Everything from like Windows manufacturers who literally want to have applications that can do, you know, interface with our power consumption utilities that we have to be able to give you visibility into what kind of power savings you might have to banking applications, that are all looking at this model.
Now, you mentioned that this is really, to see it in its greatest shining moment, it should be done on a touchscreen.
That's correct. And
that's obviously Windows 7. But you can run this with any operating system, I would imagine.
That's right. It'll run on XP, and it'll run on Vista. It doesn't run on Mac, sorry. anyway, the key is it will sort of degrade its capabilities cleanly. So obviously the touch isn't going to work in XP. You know what I mean? And there's some other aspects like the voice stuff doesn't work as well in XP as it does in Windows 7.
So the moral of the story is get Windows 7.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thank you very much. And once again, throw out that URL.
So you want to go to BettyCrocker.com and Kitchen Assistant.
Kitchen Assistant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm hungry.